on the way. And we are now proud to welcome to the Minuteman Press guest line our first guest, a actor. You've seen him in a lot of places. He's been on General Hospital, Earth 2, CSI New York, Melrose Place, several other motion pictures, including The Big Hit. And he's been named one of People's Sexiest Men Alive, and he was a Calvin Klein spokesperson for a while. Welcome to the Minuteman Press guest line, Antonio Sabato, Jr. Good morning.
Good morning there. How are you? Thank you for having me on the show, and I want to say hi to all your listeners. God bless you all.
Well, it's great to have you here. I have been a fan of what you've been working on here since the first God's Not Dead movie came out. Those of us out here that are you know, Christian and trying to hold that torch in an ever more confusing world these days, I think find these more conservative based or Christian based films comforting in these days, and it's really generated a whole marketplace for them. The studio that that releases the God Not Dead movies is PureFlix, and there are a number of others, and you now have a film company, as I understand it, Antonio.
Yes, sir. I have a company that I started and opened called Trailblazers Pictures, and our first film is Trailblazers, which is a film that I co-wrote. It's my story, and I'm directing it and starring in this film. It's a Western action-adventure trilogy where you have good warriors of God fighting the forces of evil in a Western setting. So this movie is dedicated to my father, to all the wonderful Westerns he made. And so, yeah, I started this film, this company, and I'm very proud of it. And I teamed up with really good folks who are there to try to make good entertainment.
As a talk show host here, we tread on this topic, probably not as much as I should as a Christian, but it's a tough topic right now when Christians and non-Christians gather together and have conversations, because there is, I think, a aversion to hearing each other's points of view in almost every aspect of our society these days. That's why I think the motion picture industry kind of trying to fill in the gaps is interesting. I know that the God's Not Dead series has not been without its criticism, even by other religious denominations. But it certainly provides a thought-provoking approach to real-life situations that a lot of Christians wind up in.
Yeah, I think it just brings a conversation, and this movie brings a conversation, you know. So I think we need to keep God alive, and we need to keep that going and go, you know, what makes you a better person? Does this movie make you a better person? Does it make you think about things that are important in your life and bigger than yourself? And I think this movie does that. So as long as you can keep having the viewers ask questions and go, you know, why is this movie good for you? Why did you like it? You know, all those things. You know, entertainment is... it's just amazing because there's different opinions and different things, but you know, God, you know, a subject like God, and it's phenomenal. I think that we're going to make more films like this, and obviously we have facts, you know, that really are true, that people went to see it. You know, they went to see it. It's the most watched film on PureFlix. Those numbers are solid because they want films like this. They want more of them, and we're going to keep making them.
Well, for a lot of people, that is good news. In the most recent film, which is now the fourth in the God's Not Dead series, we mm-hmm. tackle again it's somewhat common thread issue in those movies, but it's people grappling with their families and how they can be sure that the most vulnerable among us, our kids, grow up with the education that we as Christian parents want them to grow up with.
Exactly, 100%. And this family in this film fights for that, fights really as much as they can. They go all the way to Washington, D.C. to fight for what is right for their children and their beliefs and their faith. And it's a wonderful story. It's a humbling story. And I'm just so pleased to be part of it, you know, because you don't get the chance to make films like this all the time. So I'm glad I was in one of them.
And this sort of hits home for you, this whole theme. You, as I understand it, have three children that you homeschool. And this really, the movie kind of revolves around homeschooling and how much oversight the government should have in what the content of homeschooling should be versus the public school system.
Yeah, I think, in my personal opinion, government should stay out of people's lives 100%. If you want government, it's really available 24/7, so you're not shorting on government stuff. But so this movie, you know, it talks about that. And how far are you willing to go if somebody stepped across into your house and demanded a different way of life for you? And that's what this movie talks about. So they're willing to fight for their beliefs. They're willing to fight for their religion and their relationship with God and what is right for their children.
The most stunning thing to me, Antonio, when I saw the first film, and now it's been part of each one of the Gods Not Dead films, when the credits roll at the end of the film, it lists cases of similar nature to what has been talked about in the film that have had to be fought in the court system because of this inequity, this unfairness, whatever, against, you know, particularly in education system, against Christian beliefs and Christian expression and those kinds of things. And the list just went on and on and on. And I was stunned by how much this is going on that we simply don't hear about.
Exactly. We don't hear about it, and you have a chance to get a little glimpse in the film. But, you know, we've been confronted as Christians and attacked, and we need to keep fighting for what is right. And, I mean, this country was built on the value of God itself, and God we trust. And we got to keep fighting for that because this country has made it this far, and it does so many great things for the planet. Because of the belief of having the higher power in you, and that's what this country stands for, all that, for freedom, for love, for God, for family. So I just want to focus on that and keep making films that represent that.
You're not originally from the U.S. You immigrated in the 80s, as I believe I read, and became a U.S. citizen in 1996. The world has changed a lot in those few years. What's your feeling now? Would you have been as eager to become a U.S. citizen today as you were then?
Absolutely, 100%. This is the greatest country in the world, no matter who's president. It's just the values that this country gives you, the inner core of what this country stands for freedom and love and kindness and integrity and fight for something bigger than yourself. Those are the things that I really respect about this place. So it doesn't matter whether this country is doing well or not, because even if it's not doing well, it's still doing better than most countries around the world, because I've been in those places, and this country is doing a lot better than, I mean, look at Europe right now. My family cannot understand how bad, I mean, it's incredibly hard to live anywhere else but this country. People should be really pleased and respect this place because, you know, elsewhere it's a lot tougher.
All right. Well, it's good to hear that perspective from you, Antonio. I know I kept you a little overtime here, so I got to let you go. We'll talk about the box set here once we say goodbye. But thanks very much for joining us, and bless you and bless your career, sir.
Thank you very much. Bless you.
All right. Antonio Sabato Jr. here on WCLO.